Chapter 40. Sextus gazed out from the ramparts of Redwall. The sun cast cloud shadows onto the path and across the greenery of the woodlands. Fleecy clouds scudded across the sky on a warm breeze. The days of summer season were numbered now. Simeon joined him, his paws feeling along the battlements until he came in contact with Sextus.
The autumn will arrive soon, Sextus.
How did you know what I was thinking, brother?
Simeon chuckled and patted Sextus's paw.
I didn't. It was just an educated guess. Creatures often think I have wondrous powers, but it's just experience and observation. Though I do sense that you have more reason than the change of seasons for standing up here. It comes to me that you are watching the road. Would I be wrong in supposing that you are awaiting the return of certain friends?
Sextus searched the blind herbalist's wise old face.
You are right, of course, but it doesn't take a genius to know that. Dandin and Durry were my best friends. Marielle, too, for the short time she was with us. I had a dream, you see, the night before last. It was of a great battle. I saw them fighting with sea rats, like the crew who attacked our abbey, but there were many, many more than that.
Was it through Martin the Warrior that this dream came?
Ah, now you do surprise me. What makes you say that, Simeon?
Oh, we are old friends, the spirit of the abbey and I. Martin has visited me more than once in the land of sleep. You must always heed his warnings. What did you see of this battle?
It was not very clear. I saw an old grey mouse, quite a big fellow. He was being attacked by two sea rats. I cried out in my dream for Martin to help him. Marielle and Dory Quill rescued him. There was lots of fighting, a great battle. Things weren't very clear, though, and it all faded after a while. Martin, too.
I say, yoo-hoo! You two up there, what's the matter? Don't you want to try my seed cake?
It was Hon Rosie waving from her wheelchair. Friar Alder and Cocklebur were pushing it, both their faces pictures of strained patience.
We'll talk about this another time,
Simeon whispered to Sextus. Turning in the direction of the wheelchair, he waved.
Seed cake, did you say? I used to be a fair cook at making that myself. Hold on, we'll come down and try some. Give me your paw, Sextus.
Lunch was being served in Great Hall. As they entered, Mellus nudged Formal, murmuring in a low voice.
Here's another two victims being brought in to sample the dreaded seed cake. What Rosie made it with, I don't know.
Well, you can say that again. I near broken my digging claws just picking up a slice, ma'am.
Rosie leaned from her chair, scanning the table.
I say, where's me jolly old seed cake gone? You haven't scoffed it all, have you? Well, that's the belly limit. I suppose I'll have to bake another.
No seeds left, ma'am.
Friar Alder interrupted swiftly. Cocklebear tugged the friar's sleeve.
Perishing puddings, friar! There's a great box of seeds at the back of the flour sacks. I found it myself this... Oh!
Alder elbowed his assistant sharply in the stomach and carried on smoothly.
Oh, those seeds, you mean? They got damp and were beginning to sprout. I was meaning to leave them out for the birds. Oh, dear. Not a single seed in the kitchens or the storerooms. What a shame.
Underneath the table, Grub and Bag were using the remains of the seed cake as building blocks.
We'll have to get Miss Rosie more seeds if we want to make a model of the abbey.
Bag grumbled as he looked about for more.
Friar Aldrill scrangly if and you mention it.
I suppose so. I heard him say to the habit that he hopes Miss Rosie will get better before she kills us all with seed cakes.
Sextus wandered through to watch some creatures working on the great abbey tapestry. Brother Hubert was supervising the design from sketches he had found in the gatehouse. He tossed a hank of light brown thread to Sister Serena.
This colour should suit if you're starting the face of the warrior.
Sextus sorted the thread out of a slightly darker tone.
Excuse me, brother, but I think this shade is the correct one.
Hubert held it up to the light, inspecting it carefully.
You could be right, Sextus, but how do you know that this is the colour of Martin's face?
I sort of sensed it.
Lord Roanblade Widestripe strode to the entrance hall of Fort Bladegate, the sword vehement face, sending out showers of sparks as he clashed it against the stone columns leading to the main stairway.
Kabul! It is I, Roanblade the Badger. Show yourself!
The rumble of the Badger Lord's challenge echoed back at him from empty chambers and deserted corridors as he mounted the stairs, his keen dark eyes searching everywhere. Roanblade sniffed, but the odour of Sirat permeated the air throughout, and he could not distinguish the scent of his enemy. Kicking aside the debris of cast-off clothing, useless weaponry and stale food the rats had left behind, he ascended the wide stone stairs.